Well, it was an extraordinary and in some ways an unexpected victory. Not unexpected in the sense that he didn't have a chance of winning, but that he won with a much larger margin than expected. And I think this signals, first and foremost, a shift in Somaliland's internal politics. It's the first time since elections started that we have a government elected with such a margin. So he has a mandate to govern. His opponent, the incumbent president, Musa Bihi, has conceded victory and promised that he will facilitate a peaceful and smooth transition. And so for Somaliland, I think it's a very positive development, and the results are more promising than most had hoped for.
Well, what are your expectations of the new president with this new mandate that he's gotten from the people?
Somaliland politics has been very much based on personalities and constituency politics rather than platforms. So what we know for sure about President-elect Iroh's platform is only that his party is committed to the pursuit of Somaliland's recognition. It has placed a greater emphasis on reconciliation with opposition groups in the east and to a lesser extent in the west of the territory than his predecessor, and that he's committed to friendly or constructive relations with Somaliland's neighbors, which had chilled under President Bihi in large part because of the memorandum of understanding signed between Somaliland and Ethiopia in January this year.
Talking about the memorandum of understanding, both of them are united in spite of their differences on the recognition of Somaliland by the international community. But do you think his approach is the best way to go?
Well, the MOU with Ethiopia, I think, is widely popular in Somaliland because it offers the first step towards international recognition. And it would be very difficult for the new government to step away from that. On the other hand, what we hear from President-elect Iroh's entourage is that they haven't actually seen the document. And so they have been careful to say that until they have seen it, reviewed it, and probably spoken with Addis Ababa about it, they're not prepared to make firm commitments on how they would proceed. But there is no doubt about Iroh or his party's commitment to Somaliland's independence and pursuit of recognition. Critics have suggested that he would resume dialogue with Somalia and that somehow he favors Somali unity. But that is a deeply unpopular proposition in Somaliland, and it would be extraordinary, counterproductive, possibly political suicide if Iroh's party were to move in that direction. But there's no indication that that is what he intends to do.
So you think that the mandate he's gotten could embolden him to pretty much seek more international engagement and recognition for Somaliland's independence and to be recognized as a sovereign nation rather than a breakaway region from Somalia?
I do. And I think what the president-elect has done and his party has done is underscore that they are ready for dialogue with Somaliland's neighbors, with Somalia and Djibouti, not to pursue the MOU with Ethiopia to the exclusion of relations with the others. And that's an eminently reasonable position. To be fair, the most strident opposition to the MOU has come from Mogadishu, which has declared it non-negotiable and requires it to be rescinded. What Iroh is proposing is that relations can be subject to dialogue, which is, of course, the way states should conduct their relations. So I think we're looking at a new chapter, definitely a new style in Somaliland's politics. And as we've heard from some foreign capitals, a lot of Western governments have also congratulated Somaliland on the elections. I think this has helped to raise Somaliland's profile and to improve its prospects for international engagement.